In the dunya, you'll get away with murder. But you know, in the akhirah, nobody will get away with anything. But on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to disgrace certain people. Certain people on the day of judgment, you know, when they will be resurrected, they won't walk using their feet. Allah will make them walk on their heads and their feet will be in the air. Some people will come on the plane of resurrection, on the day of judgment, that they will be carrying camels on their shoulders. Some people will come on the day of judgment, they will be carrying cows on their shoulders. And these are people that didn't pay the zakat. But again, when the hadith of Prophet ﷺ is mentioned, those that didn't pay zakat, their maal will be a bald serpent around their neck, and they will keep on biting them on the plane of resurrection. This is how people will recognize that this person never used to pay the zakat. Those that used to beg in the dunya, when they were resurrected and they come on the plane of resurrection, they'll have no flesh on their face. And this is how people will recognize this is the sin that they used to commit in the dunya. So Allah is going to disgrace people on the day of judgment. Dunya, you get away with murder. But in the akhirah, no one gets away with anything. And you know, there are guna and then there are guna. You know, even in the dunya, you know, you commit sin, I commit sin. Sin is bad. But you know what? If somebody were to know of that sin, you'll still be able to face that individual. You'll feel bad within, but you'd still be able to show face. But there are certain sins that even, you know, in the modern world, look what happens in prison to pedophiles. And like, if those that are in prison are not angels. They're in there because they've broken law. But when they go, when a pedophile goes in prison, what do? How many pedophiles they've killed inside? Because you know, even within sinners, there's different categories of sin. There are certain sins which society is not prepared to accept. So likewise, you know, there are sins that you may be able to, you know, face people with if they were to know about it. And then there are sins that, you know, you never want anyone to know. And can you imagine if this sin of yours is exposed on the plane of a resurrection, where every single human being that Allah has ever created is on the plane of resurrection? Your mother's there, your father's there, your brother's there, your sisters are there. Your entire family is there. Every prophet from Adam, including to our beloved Nabi Muhammad, is on the plane of resurrection. And there's a screen there, the sin that you used to commit is being played on screen, and every single person is watching this. Let me ask you, my young friend, how would you face your Nabi after this? How would I face my Nabi after this? How would you face Allah after this? Like I said, there are sins and then there are sins. This is why it's important that you fear Allah. Fear Allah and fear this disgrace on the day of judgment. Yeah.